Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe it's already Friday, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours on this 22nd day of February 2013, and I will attempt to be calm today and go over all of the off-the-charts news and information that we're going to be covering. Now, I told you this was coming. But now it's official. The ATF is just going to make rules outside of law to start banning semi-automatic firearms. And the federal government, without a judge or jury or even doctor's designation, is going to declare most vets mentally incompetent and mail you a letter. And one lawyer alone knows of hundreds of vets that are coming to him getting this letter. And so we're going to be going over this report that's up at Infowars.com. Federal government moves to disarm veterans. And Kurt Nemo has added the Department of Veterans Affairs official letter that states a determination of incompetency will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or ammunition. If you knowingly violate any of these prohibitions, you may be fined, imprisoned, or both pursuant to the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act, public document number 103-159, as implemented in 18 United States Code 924A2. And DrugReport.com has the original story on this. With a breakdown report, feds send letters to vets from VA prohibiting ownership or purchase of firearms or even shooting them, and they have the area excised, and it's from the lawyer at Red Flag News. Now, I'm already aware of this information, so I can confirm this is going on, but it's intensifying. Clinton, when he left office, tried this. About 89,000 vets just suddenly were told they couldn't own guns anymore, but it became a big court issue and they had to back off. This is dwarfing that right now. And this isn't where a court finds you incompetent and so you're put in the nut house. You're in the nut house now. You're in the nut house now. Kind of a takeoff on the Johnny Cash song, You're in the Jailhouse Now. And this is just completely arbitrary. It's what the Soviets did. It's what so many historians have pointed out and talked about tyranny coming in a medical form. And not that this globalism is so much a Soviet system. They use Soviet models of control and Soviet collectivism at the grassroots to control and redistribute wealth. But then it's done in a fascist way, as it always is, only redistributed to key select combines for political control. And then you have the globalists offshore who are exempt from all that. Pretty devastating info. The reason the Kurt Nemo article is important, because it's originally in Red Flag News and the GatewayPundit.com via DrudgeReport.com. The reason this is so important is that we've been on this for 17 years, but hardcore for 11 plus. That it's not Al-Qaeda that Homeland Security's for. It's for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists, you name it. And that the liberals have all this liberal talk on the surface, a lot of which I actually agree with, but they don't follow through with it. It's all oppressive. They're the real authoritarians. They are the authoritarians. They say a lot of great stuff about equality and the rest of it, but it's all talk. It's camouflage. They are the most dangerous authoritarian party. And the Republicans are their kissing cousins at the leadership level. We'll be right back with this incredible news.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzelmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me. If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's all happening, day by day, grain by grain. The hourglass runs dry. Our liberties spilling into the dark void of tyranny. It is Friday, the 22nd day of February, 2013, and we stand here at a crossroads, in a conundrum, in a paradox. Never have there been more people awake worldwide to tyranny. The Council on Foreign Relations bemoans that. Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the top global tacticians, bemoans that. But also, never before has there been greater technological systems of domination, surveillance, and social control pointed at free humanity. And never have we had a more decentralized tyranny that basically load balances in a plausible deniability algorithm to where it's very hard to cut a Hydra's head off. Because these globalists couch all their policies and rules and laws and frauds in different committees and waivers and certifications so that the bureaucracy is so deep that no one can ever point the finger at just one person. And that's why the tyrants can get away with so much. There have been many cases in history where you have an oligarchy, a small ruling elite, or a royal dynasty, or one emperor, for that matter, and they will actually be egomaniacs who want big public work projects and aqueducts and want the population educated so they can dominate their neighbors and have a better military and a better economic system. Domination through trade. You've heard of the philosopher king. You can actually get golden ages out of the benevolent dictator. The problem is those are very rare, A, and B, once the centralization is set up, you can be assured that when that emperor is killed or when that emperor dies, you're going to get a psychopathic demon in their place. Or maybe just somebody who's a little bit of a tyrant. But down the road, you will get a absolute out of control, psychopathic control freak in there. And then all hell will be released. I've studied the psychopathic mindset and the different dictatorial mindsets, the different variants throughout history. A, because I want to understand the present. To know the present, you have to know the past. To know the future, you need to know the past and the present. That's all important. That's what the globalists obsess on all day. That's what their Google and NSA spying is all about. It's what all their smart houses and smart meters and all these surveillance bots hiding in plain view in our homes are doing. But again, they lack the general deeper, loving, kind-eyed, kind-souled understanding of their own human nature to be able to wield this power. And they are arrogant, and they are basically like a diver who goes down below 150 feet, starts getting, the nitrogen psychosis, and starts getting higher than a kite and feeling incredibly confident. And then you swim into that old wreck, even though you're almost out of oxygen, feeling confident, you get caught up, it cuts your air hose, and you drowned. And tyrants up in those upper latitudes of power, if they're narcissist/sadist control freaks, or whatever variant of that, they get the opposite of the megalomania up top, and then start hating everyone below them, and engaging in absolute oppression and domination, and anything left standing has to be pulled down because it's a threat to them. Yertle the turtle has to be up on top. And so higher, higher, build me up higher. I have to be higher than the birds. I have to be higher than the clouds. I have to be higher than the sun. It's the old story of Yertle the turtle, Dr. Seuss. And here we are at that point. There is no doubt that the establishment has decided to go the way of premeditated oppression. The Republicans have been told, get in line. They're running the hoax that the real Tea Party, not the neocon variant, has been discredited. Because even though it's not perfect, it holds the seeds of the Republic. Private property, the family, Second Amendment, right to life. Things like that in its guts. And so it must be destroyed. And so they're running the hoax that the states are discredited and there's no rights there and there's no rights in the individuals and gun owners are collectively guilty for the violence in Mexico, even though our government helped set that up with Fast and Furious. And we're guilty for Sandy Hook and we're collectively terrorist and we're collectively bad. And racial division, creating a race connection. If you don't like socialist health care written by the insurance companies to bankrupt the country and consolidate power. Completely fascist, but they sell it as some socialist freebie. Well, you must be racist then. You're like, what does that have to do with common sense? It's a non-starter. It doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense, because everything is debased down to a bunch of bleeding and shouting, Obama, Obama, or emails and comments I see going, I like Newt Gingrich. That's a real conservative. They don't know he's a globalist picked as a university professor because he wrote publications calling for world government, calling for a one-world planetary regime, hanging out at Bilderberg group meetings and stuff. They don't know. And I listen to talk radio callers on other shows. They're so helpless, most of them. And they have no, and that's a more informed group on average. They have no idea. It just doesn't make sense. The government shouldn't raise taxes. The government shouldn't do that. It's going to make the economy shut down. They're so stupid. They're not stupid, ladies and gentlemen. They are financially debasing you. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to be getting into the economy. I've got to today. It's so important. Covered it some yesterday, but not one-tenth of what I should. A bunch of medical news. Now people are finally listening about MSG. Doesn't just make you sick. It brain damages you. Okay? Don't eat MSG. We've got to eradicate it. Aspartame now it's coming out. It's giving people type 2 diabetes. As I told you 17 years ago, they knew day one they couldn't get it approved in the 60s and 70s, folks. It killed the monkeys they fed it to. Killed them. Go look it up. That's finally in CBS News and finally... But they're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals on purpose. Remember, but even if people are weak-minded and can't admit that because that's scary, even if you deny it, it's still going on. The point is it's hurting you. So we've got some news on that. The shocking truth about organic foods grown in the world's worst environmental cesspool, China, being flown in. It's not just horse meat. Horse meat, it's what's for dinner. It's not just fake fish. Chicken, they texturize and put chemicals in to give it a fishy taste. They put it through different machinery and reconstitute it to look like fish, extruding it out of molds. They do it with pork. All this is coming out that the food's fake, the water's fake. Fake, fake, fake. That's part of living under a tyranny. And it's part of living in a society where, oh, there's no lying going on, or I don't care if the government lies to me. Well, when you don't care if the government's lying to you, or if you don't care if corporations are lying to you, and if you just kind of unplug from reality and just go with it, very bad things happen. See, everybody's been taught it's an attribute to be silly, to be foolish, to not care. To say, to hell with it, but it's not, ladies and gentlemen. It just makes things worse. Now, that said, I'm going to cover our top story, and it ties into the other Second Amendment news and the TSA news on the other side of this break. And I knew this was already being tested. I knew this was coming, but it really freaks me out because it's so over-the-top brazen. And I want you to call all your friends and family, whether they have an iPhone, they can go download the free iPhone app that's linked at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in the listen page area, or just Google free InfoWars iPhone app, or there's free Android apps, all of them. Or you can listen on your local AM or FM station. XM 166 picks up the second and third hour. But tell your friends and family to tune in right now. Tell them to tune in right now. Email them, call them, tell your coworkers if you're on lunch. You need to hear this because the system plans on just putting this out there and maybe they have a congressional hearing and then debate it and then nothing happens. This is the end of due process. It's really a cherry on top of everything, and it confirms everything else, all the documents, all the training manuals, all my law enforcement sources in FBI, in ATF, in federal marshals, in state police, in local police. I told you years ago they're training to confiscate veterans' guns en masse. I told you years ago they're going to send a letter to veterans saying, come turn your guns in. They're going to tell generals to turn their guns in, just like the Soviets did. They'd only captured part of Moscow. They ordered the military to turn their guns in. And they did it. They promised them amnesty if they did. I mean, this has happened everywhere else, and we just can't believe it's happening here. They really are going to have a hot coup takeover, a purge, a mass arrest. They really are planning that. Okay, that's not rhetoric. We've got to defend the Republic. We've got to defeat these globalist tyrants. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Okay, let me get into our top stories, ladies and gentlemen. First off, federal government moves to disarm veterans. No judge, no jury. They just say, well, you're a combat vet. You're not allowed to have guns anymore. We can't trust you. Because it's a foreign takeover. We have the official Department of Veterans Affairs saying, here is your letter. You can't own guns anymore. No judge, no jury. It's like a no-fly list. as Rahm Emanuel said back when he was White House Chief of Staff, he said, we're just going to put you on a no-gun buy list, whoever we want, because we think maybe you might be a possible terrorist. We're going to be going over that, going over the actual documents that we have linked up at Infowars.com, where it's all broken down. We're going to get the constitutional lawyer on who's representing these clients. So that is all coming up. Sincerely yours, K. Kalama, Veterans Service Center, Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. That's just this letter. No judge, no jury, no nothing. It's kind of like when L.A. sends me a bill for $1,200 saying, somebody put an Infowars.com sign up. And so you owe us this or we're going to arrest you. No citation, no judge, no jury, no statutory law, just we have men with guns. We will sue you, we will put a warrant out, and Texas reciprocates. They are going to arrest you. The state police are going to arrest you. $1,200 scum. Veterans, there is no law. We are redcoats. We're coming for your guns. We have SWAT teams ready. Of course, they'll take their guns later, too, but they'll love it. I mean, if the vets don't turn their guns in, they'll burn them up like Dorner. Federal government moves to disarm veterans. Boom. DHS contractor apologizes for selling shooting targets of children. Now, we put it out. We put the story out. We broke it on Monday. People couldn't believe it. The company responded. DHS spent $2 million requesting targets of children to shoot and pregnant women. And now they've responded, apologizing, saying they won't sell them to the public anymore. That was their mistake. They were supposed to just sell those to DHS and keep that training with the 2 billion bullets quiet. So that's now official. And Michael Moore, who has bodyguards that I've personally been shoved around by for no reason, tried to ask him a question in the New York streets politely. And you could see they all had bulges under their jackets carrying firearms. His bodyguards have been arrested before carrying firearms in illegal areas like the airport. But he has guns, by the way, and he has bodyguards. He says, you, we have the video, he says, get a dog. You're not worth $80 million like Michael Moore or my old friend Charlie Sheen, who's being politically correct now, I guess. Saying, well, you know, I've got bodyguards, you know, so you don't need a gun. Well, Charlie, we don't all make $3 million a week like you. You know, we don't all own a block of the Hollywood Hills. You know, what, four houses on the same block, bro? Here, let's go over to this giant palace house with swimming pools. And it's the disconnect, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not, I like Charlie. I've known him a long time. In fact, I can't even bring myself to call him and criticize him. I don't even know what to do anymore. I got to call him. Speaking of talking to people, I'm going to come back in a longer segment and get into the magnitude of the officially no judge, no jury, no designation, no nothing. Mainly how they're doing is you go into the VA and they ask you, how you feeling, Bob? Been a little angry lately after you had to have that leg amputated because of diabetes? Yeah, it's really making me angry. Okay, have fun going home. And you get home, and the CPS is taking your kids, and your guns have been taken forever. Oh, yeah, they're not just going to take your guns. They're going to take your kids. I forgot that part. That's all over the news. They even have veterans organizations now. Oh, yeah. You know, you go watch Zero Dark 30, and it's all the Navy SEALs, and they're real men, and we're going to be replaced with robots very soon. The Air Force already is. That's how much the system loves the troops. They hate you. Let me show TV viewers this card Rob Jacobson gave this to me for my birthday on February 11th as a joke. It's Bill and Hillary Clinton. And that's back when they were CIA operatives in the late 60s, and they were over in London under a famous CIA section chief. Yeah, they're CIA, just like Anderson Cooper. And again, when you're CIA, that's foreign banks that took over through Skull and Bones that founded the CIA under OSS in 41 and the CIA in 47. This is the foreign takeover group. This is the monopoly group. And this is who rules us. These are the people that run our country today. About as high as it gets are Hillary and Clinton as top-level minions of the actual owners. And look at them. I want to show people this. This is who we're going to bow to. We're going to take forced inoculations, because they say. We're going to turn our guns in, because we say. And they're going to take the veterans' kids, because they say. And they're going to put us in re-education camps, because they say. And look how weak and pathetic they are. But because they're weak and pathetic, laughing at us, we'll let them run our lives, because we love to be slaves.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms.
We got to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Look, you take them out, they are traitors to this country, and shoot them. Shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Folks, Alex Jones here, back live, and we have a lot of new listeners today. Let me explain what's happened. Foreign megabanks have taken over most of the world because they can issue unlimited currency and credit and then pay our governments off to sign on to that fraudulent derivative debt, because that fake paper, once it's invested and once it infects the 401ks, the pension funds, the bond markets, now is basically holding us all hostage. And this is how they're consolidating the economy into a top-down, organized, managed command and control system. And they have basically hobbled the public's mind by only teaching you about leftism and right-wingism, or fascism on the right, communism on the left. And which, you know, fascism always becomes authoritarian, communism becomes authoritarian, because they're authoritarian systems designed by the robber barons starting in the 1870s on record. I mean, they've had the congressional hearings on this. There have been countless white papers and books written by Helmut Schmidt, Men in Power's Political Retrospective, Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. Four or five books. I've read three of them by Zbigniew Brzezinski. All of it. And they sell it to every audience. They sell it to libertarians one way, through Peter Thiel. They sell it to liberals another way. They sell it to right-wingers another way. But really, it's all the same poison labeled with different flavors. It's grape, it's cherry, it's coconut, it's strawberry, it's orange, it's lime, it's lemon lime. It's all those flavors. It's raspberry Kool-Aid. But it's all the same base poison cyanide. Jim Jones handed out a bunch of different flavors there in Guyana. But it was all the same thing at the rock bottom. At the rock bottom. And they are trying to create literally a false political reality with a dumbed-down population so that the globalists, let's look at motive, get the life extension technologies and can have their progeny enjoy the resources of the earth and the advanced human development for themselves. It is the ultimate act of total domination. The culmination of British royalty funding scientists in the 1850s beginning for a political system of total control to end the species as it has been known, to artificialize it, to hobble it, to binary damage it with a poison in the culture of artificial degeneration so that the power structure has to be the artificial gravitational girder or center of the wheel system to unify and control it. Everything is about making us dependent on them, getting us in the judicial system, getting us in the psychiatric system, getting us into the criminal justice system, getting us into the fraternity, into the cult, into the guild, into the right wing, and the liberal, the gay, the straight, the black, the white, the Raza, the Mecha, the Klan. Getting you into your group, then with key globalists over it at each point in Rothkopf and the Kissinger Group's superclass model. I had Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group at the time, who wrote Superclass 5 years ago. I talk about it so much because I'm like, why did you come on the show when I saw your book in the Washington Post? He goes, well, I know it's a good-sized show. And I said, did you think I was Alex S. Jones, the head of the Shorenstein Center and the former head of the New York Times? And he goes, no, I knew you were Alex E. Jones. He goes, I wanted to have you on and try to convince you globalism is good. I was talking to him during the few breaks. He was on for 30 minutes. Maybe it was an hour. You can go pull up that interview out there. And after that, we called him. He said, no, I couldn't convince you. You don't understand. I don't want to come back on. I'm too busy. But during the breaks, he's like, well, you're part of the super class. You know, you're like a leader of the patriots. I mean, that's how this works. It's like, oh, I can still be a patriot and be Mr. Libertarian, but then I can kind of do little favors. He's like, well, that's not how it works. This is during the break talking to him. But he's like, you know, it's not as bad as you say. It's the way it's always been. You know, it's no big deal. It's warm inside. Come on inside, Alex. But see, that's only the cover story, folks. It's very dark on the inside of this thing. And I'm not bragging about myself. I'm not bragging about Alex Jones here. I'm saying that I've had top national radio executives try to get me to sell out to the New World Order. And it's the same thing. Globalism's the future. You can't stop it, Alex. You're going to be a star or be on this crusade and go nowhere. I've been given that speech like four times by four different radio executives. Rothkopf was giving me the speech during three-minute breaks. Don't you understand, folks? This is not my opinion about this New World Order. But I'll tell you what I found. When everybody sold out and I never did this on purpose, but when everybody sold out, it's lesser and lesser returns to sell out. I never sold out because I'm not signing on to corruption and evil and death and destruction. I have goodwill for people. But I'll use an analogy that I've read in the Wall Street Journal and other places about porn. 30 years ago, a top porn actress might get paid $2, $3 million a year, $500,000 per picture. Now, the quality of women is off the chart, supermodel level, and they're getting paid $500 because there's such a glut. Every young woman wants to be a star. The only place you get called a star, a mind control event, you're a star being a cop. You're a star being a bureaucrat. You're a star when you're the manager at McDonald's. You have power. Like a TSA says, I have power. I have power. Now the women are paid $500, top stars, $2,000, $3,000. And they've got to do more and more horrible things. And I've read where the porn directors and people brag, it's been my mission to destroy society and Christianity. And, of course, they're just cogs, too. The top scientific technocrats, they've got their God. They've got what they believe in. But it's about debasing you so you have no human empathy, so that when you're being abused next, your neighbors won't help you. Because they've lost their empathy. In fact, I'm going to get to the top story here in a moment. But yesterday I was driving home, and I never do this. And I said, you know what? I'm going to turn down this street, and I'm going to go to this movie theater, and I bet there is a Zero Dark 30 showing in 10 minutes. And I didn't really know movie show times, because I went home early yesterday at about 3 o'clock. My kids weren't going to be home until about 6, so I thought, you know what? If it's showing right at 3:10, I'll see it. I pull in, 3:10, walk in, it starts, 2.5-hour movie. And I just knew what the whole thing was going to be. It was a giant torture porn event with powerful, sexy women doing the torturing. And, oh, it's so powerful. The CIA is so cool. And they're such great people. And they're so good. And they're so nice. Folks, they run the giant child kidnapping rings. They run the narcotics. And I don't just need the Solicitor General's hearings in 97 where they confirm they run most of the narcotics, or that... that the CIA protects the groups that run the snuff films and all of it. And Brzezinski's argument in one of his books, he says, oh, yeah, we control organized crime. What was it, the Technotronic Age, I believe? Wrote that in the 70s? He goes, yeah, the intelligence agencies, Interpol in Europe, CIA here, we do control the organized crime and all the vices, because then we can control it and limit it by controlling it, because it'll always be there. It's like a fake libertarian Rand Corporation statement. Hey, it isn't your libertarian technotronic right to grab five-year-olds out of backyards, torture them, rape them for 6 months, and blow their heads off, because you're into that. And then all their movies... are about demons killing kids and the kids kill their parents and, you know, all the rest of it and all this stuff, getting you ready for the real deal. Bathing you, waterboarding you in just Satanism. Just, oh, yeah, we're torturing people's kids to keep you safe for 9/11. The whole movies, they killed 3,000 of our citizens, so we've got to torture them. Of course, they didn't show the little kids being tortured or how they got KSM to talk and then confess the things he didn't do in the movie. Has dog collars and people defecating on themselves. And I sat there and watched women in the audience. It was mainly women because it was a matinee, and a late matinee, and it was about 10 women in there and about 5 men. And I sat there people watching and watched the women getting upset but also feeling powerful. Look how they just tortured him, getting off on it. I mean, it's so sick how they're programming you. So this is not the CIA. This is foreign governments. And I don't even need to know all the congressional hearings and what's admitted and the Army reports. Every person I know who was in the CIA in my extended family that I've talked to, and it's like, you had family in the CIA? Yeah, it's like saying I had family that worked for Frito-Lay. It's a gigantic operation about 50 times bigger than you're even told it is. There's CIA in every neighborhood. It's nothing. It's not like some sex. It's like porn stars. They're nothing but whores on video. because there's a glut. It's nothing. And they recruit all these people that think they're rock stars. You go to Walmart or Target and half the toys for kids are how to spy on your parents and how to be a spy, priming them right out of high school. And they all just get off on how they're secret agents. They're buying the whole thing. It's a joke. You're nobody. You're nobody. Nobody. And nobody rides for free. You're not America. You're the sword going right in America's heart. And it was Churchill that said the truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. That's another twisted way of saying we've got to be more evil than the evil guys to beat them. No, that's not how you beat evil. You have the moral high ground. You have the facts. And you work and build up society and create investment and give people their own money back and you take to the stars. That's what builds civilizations, not a bunch of sickos lying to the public and lying to themselves. I'm going to do my review of the film. It's already out there online, too. You know, you can buy it online. I'm gonna have to watch it and take notes. It was so horrible. It was exactly what I knew it would be. Just a giant fable fiction. And I knew from the start at the end she would be there when they got his body. And I even saw her in a tent unzipping it because none of us were allowed to see Bin Laden because it was all fake. You know, they killed the SEALs that were involved, almost all of them. But that didn't fit into the narrative. Like, oh, Pat Tillman died charging the machine gun nest. Oh, of course he did with the Easter Bunny. And I knew, before it started, she at the end would be in the tent and that she would unzip it by herself and she would see Bin Laden and then we would all have the collective event of seeing Bin Laden. I remember how they put out all those fake Bin Laden videos and photos of him dead and we even went and found the original photos and showed it was fake. And then I'd talk to people who have like family and intelligence and stuff, and they'd go, I'm not going to show you the photo, but it's real. We were shown it internally. And we're like, you don't have those clearances. You were sent it by some of your buddies at, you know, the different defense contractors. I won't say which one. And I said, is it this one? And they're like, I'm not going to talk about it. Oh, see, you were shown the real photo. Uh-huh. And the weak-minded public that thinks wrestling's real, they all went, and a lot of them are going to think that was real. Oh, Zero Dark 30, you saw Bin Laden's body. Oh, and the woman goes and unzips it, and there it is, and it's so, so powerful and so wonderful, and all the hot blondes and redheads torturing people. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so powerful, and they get the job done. Ugh. And it's all this catty, fake, trendy, yuppie thing, all these fake mannerisms, pre-programmed, all of it. I can just see the layers of psych warfare. Meanwhile, the guys up on top, they're in power because they like to watch snuff films of kids all day. All the big, old, ugly men that you bow down to and kiss their butt all day. All you women in the CIA wonder why none of them are interested in you. You've just signed on to pulling toddlers' teeth out with pliers. You've just signed on to the coldest circle of hell, the Ninth Circle. And again, I'm not even demonizing the CIA, because it's just a New World Order British banking intelligence. It's a private Rothschild intelligence, basically. A Russell Trust intelligence. An Illuminati intelligence. On record, Illuminati founded Skull and Bones, 1832. Skull and Bones creates the core of the OSS U.S. version for British implantation, the two penetrating each other, merging the houses. That's what Pratt House was meant to do. It is well set up in 1922 in New York. We are the British Empire. We are the New World Order, and we pay for it, and we get the blame for it, and we get all of it, and then the good old boys sit around and go, yeah, we got them Arabs. We got them Arabs oil. We got them Arabs. I'm like, hey, Bubba, what were you paying before the last Gulf War in 1991? What were you paying in the second big one in 2003? You were paying about $1.25, $1.30, $1.40. You like paying $4 a gallon? Saddam's crime was pumping too much oil to pay off his debts. His crime was wanting to have a sovereign country. His crime was being a CIA high-level trainee. to be a puppet of Iraq and kicking the CIA out and saying, I'm the boss. His crime was putting women in college. His crime was playing rock and roll music on the radio. His crime was not being run by Saudi Arabia. And his crime was, again, the Iran-Iraq war. They ordered him to launch against Iran that killed several million Iranians and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. That 7, 8, 9 year war, that got him into $40 billion worth of debt. He was trying to pay it off. And they said, hey, Saddam, we want you to give them these vaccines. He said, I'm not going to kill my people. I'm not going to sterilize them. And they said, well, then die, punk. We took you when you were an army captain at age 20 and trained you for 3 years in Cairo for your job to break down that country and kill your people. And you're going to do it or you're dead. Is that clear? And by the way, the goal they have for America is the exact same goal they have for those Iraqis and that they've got for the Libyans and they've got for the Syrians and they've got for the American people and they've got for the Canadians and they've got for every African, every Latin American, every Asian, everybody on earth is targeted by the New World Order. And they are not going away. They are not standing down. They are not backing off. They are not quitting. And now they're getting ready to downsize the civilian force by 1 million plus. They're getting ready to downsize the armed forces by 200,000 at least. And they're going all robots and drones. And they're going to list you as the enemies while praising you. That's a high-level psychop. Veterans are God. Veterans are God. Veterans are the best hero ever. By the way, take their guns. They're the terrorists. Mow them down. You're like, well, I love the government. They say we're heroes, but they're mowing us down. That is a coordinated, multifaceted psyop hitting you at both levels.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I tell you what, here's what I'm going to do. Because I know a lot of people are tuning in because I've asked listeners to call their friends and family. I'm going to go over these letters where they're just saying, there's no judge, there's no jury. We're just going to say, you are now, what's the term they use? Incompetent. You know, like when you have your 95-year-old dad or whatever, because he won't stop driving the car, you have him declared incompetent, make him a ward. They're going to make veterans just en masse wards. They're going to make you serve 5, 6, 7, 8 tours. They're going to put people on psychotropics that make them go haywire. And then they're going to use the minority that do bad things. It's a small minority. Veterans still statistically very low crime rate. And they're going to take all of your rights. While having we salute the troops at the Super Bowl and all those psyops. I told you, the MIAC and Homeland Security report said veterans are the number one terror threat. They will attack every city. They will attack every department with IEDs. That's the manuals. And people saw that 4 years ago and said, this can't be real. Veterans will attack every police department? Well, they're going to start a civil war. They're going to hunt you down. If we let them do this, this is outrageous foreign globalists trying to do this. Then I got all the other news. I got Michael Moore saying, you shouldn't be able to have any guns. Get a dog. Well, he has guns on record and 5 or 6 bodyguards every time I've seen him. I've seen him at the DNC with about, let's not exaggerate, 10 people. Looked like 7 of them were bodyguards. 3 of them were entourage. What is this about entourage? Like, you haven't arrived, you have a big entourage behind you? I mean, I guess Michael Moore is the equivalent of about 5 people himself. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, it's so hypocritical, so we're going to be talking about that. By the way, so many times you listen to people, you like their music, you like their art, you like their politics, you like what they say, and you never imagine you'll ever talk to them. And sometimes you talk to them and it's anticlimactic. Other times it's even better than you thought. And I was truthful with him. I said, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I disagree with some things you said about the left, you know, how they should all be thrown in prison because that's tyrannical. But now they're saying throw everybody who's a libertarian in prison. And I understand it was tongue in cheek. He goes, yeah, you get it. But talked to Michael Savage yesterday. He's on the show next Tuesday. Next Tuesday with some groundbreaking news and information, not just on his new book being censored, but so much more. This is probably going to be quite a mix, quite an explosive mix in a good way. Because Savage, I don't want to say he's reclusive, but he doesn't do a lot of media. And it's hard to get him on the air. And so I am very excited about what is going to be obviously a news-making interview with Michael Savage and the threat he thinks is posed by China infiltrating our government. And I certainly agree with that. But more. He's going to be on this, I think, for about 40 minutes or so. In fact, I got to get all that nailed down. We have to test the ISDN line with him and all that. I even told the producer that. I talked to him yesterday afternoon right before his radio show. So got like a 25, 30-minute conversation with Michael Savage, even smarter in person. I mean, because I disagree with some things he said over the years, but overall, he's a patriot, pro-Second Amendment, pro-sovereignty, been demonized quite a bit, banned from going to England. But, I mean, it's just I can't believe people I get to talk to. I mean, I'm sitting there for like 25 minutes talking to Michael Savage, and he didn't say any of this is off record, but he was saying quite a bit of interesting stuff. It's just going to be off record. If he wants to say it on air, he is welcome to, but I certainly don't kiss and tell, as they say, in the journalism business. Wow, Michael Savage. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. The things we talked about, to say the least. I mean, if that was on radio, that would be powerful. So we'll see what happens next Tuesday. And there's some other big stuff going to happen next week that's even bigger than that. It's not a guest bigger than Michael Savage. If this happens, it'll probably be one of the biggest things we ever did. And muy grande, how do you say dangerous in Spanish? Peligroso? Muy grande peligroso? Peligroso. Just, my life is really like a science fiction movie. But all our lives are. Second hour coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.